Here at the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in central Gaza Strip, local and international surgeons work non-stop to deal with an influx of casualties. Among them are children whose bodies have been riddled with small pieces of shrapnel. Abdulaziz Al-Bilbaisi is a 9-year-old whose condition has been unstable for 2 weeks now. His doctor, Muhammad Tahir, a British-Iraqi orthopedic surgeon who is a member of Fajr Scientific, an American medical organization, says Abdulaziz is now facing a life-threatening condition.
Burns, and he has multiple shrapnel injuries to his body, including his head, his arms, his legs. This boy is in a critical state. We don't have any ITU beds, and so he has to stay in recovery in the OR. And is quite likely to pass away and die in the next few days.
Recently, American and British media outlets quoted experts who suggest Israel is using a special type of weaponry in Gaza that contains tiny pieces of shrapnel like BB gun bullets that is meant to maximize harm and pierce through the body. Dr. Tahir told Pacifica, due to lack of capacity and medical supplies, he cannot deal with the influx of cases.
If you use shrapnel type explosives around children, be prepared to cause maximum damage, and this is exactly what we're seeing.
There have been some reports that many of the deaths, amputations and life-changing injuries are treated as a result of from missiles and shells packed with additional metal fragments. Have you personally seen this with your patients, your own patients?
100%. I've seen this with my own patients. I've seen huge pieces of shrapnel in the bodies of young children where they have had their limbs destroyed, their arteries cut, their nerves cut, paralyzed. At worst, have their limbs amputated.
According to the Gaza-based health ministry, thousands of injured people need referral to hospitals outside of the territory, in part due to the injuries from the shrapnel. That includes children who are more susceptible to amputation due to their smaller body parts that are more adversely impacted when hit by shrapnel. But the vast majority of those needing care are forced to wait as Israel continues to block border crossings in and out of Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.